Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and I love to tell stories about what's going on in my life and what's happening, good, bad, or otherwise. And every day we relate stories about our highs and lows and our relationships and our jobs, but do we ever consider the choices we make about how we're telling our stories? Well, we've got Kim Schneiderman here, and she is going to talk about stepping out of your story. As a matter of fact, she has a book called Step Out of Your Story. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. I was so fascinated by this. You know, I recently just got two new wonderful 1.5-year-old labs, and my daughter has a fear of dogs. And so I'm telling my story. I'm over the moon about the dog. She's been just really, really not liking it. And so my story is happy, but it's sad. But I'm wondering if there's how do I tell it? How do I make myself feel better? Or what's the point? I'd love for you to use that as an example.
Of that particular type of story?
Yes, where there's like a lot of good and a lot of bad.
Well, I mean, I'm not really sure I understand the question, because you could just say that there are good things about the story and there are things that are not so good, but overall, you know, I'm enjoying having the dog. My book is designed to help people who are really stuck in the same old story. So let's say
you're saying.
So it's a little bit different. It's about, like, let's say you have like a victim story, or these kind, when things happen to you, you think to yourself, oh, this kind of thing always happens to me. So my story is, my book is about, I offer a series of writing exercises that basically help people step out of their story and ask themselves, who is this character I'm playing? Who's writing my script? What's my story about? And how can I look at the challenges in my life as an opportunity to develop my character, and my character being like my character as in terms of my personal growth, but my character in terms of who I am as an evolving character in my story. So that's
that
a little bit
so
different than
I'm,
what
I'm,
you're talking about.
Yes. No, you're really right. And I knew that as well, you know, because I was going to bring that up, that I think, especially for somebody who feels like a victim, I think you can get stuck, right? And then people make helpful suggestions, but you're like, no, it's never going to work out. This is just my story. This is the way my life goes. Things, you know, and I went through that at one point. I lost my mother, and then 6 months later, I lost my grandfather, and 6 months later, my 7-year relationship broke up. And I just kind of felt like, nothing's ever going to go right again, and this is just my story. And it took me a long time, so I think it's such an important thing to do, to talk about this.
Right. That's a good example. And also, in the preface of my book, I talk about how I lost my father, and how after losing my mother, you know, 7 years earlier to cancer, and how those last few weeks of his life when I was being his caregiver was an opportunity to really heal our relationship. And that was the way that I sort of reframed our story as a story of love and redemption rather than a story of tragic loss. But there's a long story behind that.
So tell me, how we tell our story, does that matter in terms of, I guess like you're saying it does matter. So what are techniques or ways you could teach people to get out of that? Let's say they are in that victim role, or they're in another specific role they've held, like we call it old programs. How would you help them kind of break free from those old programs?
Sure. Well, just to begin to start with the first part of your question. So yes, how you tell your story matters, because how you tell your story, and when I say tell your story, I mean to yourself, like how you tell your story to yourself. That's where it starts. It affects how you feel about your story, which affects how it can unfold, right? So if something happens to you, like you lose your job or you have this like terrible divorce, and you tell yourself the story that, you know, I'm cursed, or things that, or why does this always happen to me? And this is like a never-ending pattern of defeat. You're going to feel a lot more drained of the energy that you need to actually move forward. So I'm not talking about skipping over grieving, which is an important part of any story. But really sort of, it's about really being able to value the kind of growth that comes through confronting and facing and growing through challenges. You know, I'm sure most people have heard what Nietzsche said about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and everyone kind of grunts about that. But there's some truth in that if we can view our lives, it's more like, I mean, my book offers a step-by-step process where you imagine yourself as the hero of your story, and you look at, you apply all of the elements of a story to your own life so that you really can get a sense, like in every story, there's always a hero who's trying to achieve something, an antagonist that gets in the way, and that struggle is what changes, forces the protagonist to evolve over the course of our story, of a storyline. We kind of expect this to happen in stories, but we often don't look at those things. You know, we don't apply that sort of same mentality to our own lives. And so what I do is I give people opportunities through, again, a series of very detailed writing exercises framed in the third-person narrative, which is like thinking about yourself as a he or she instead of writing about yourself in the I, which is the first person, to give people some emotional distance so they can really start to see how the challenges in their lives are sort of like a personal trainer that's forcing them and pushing them to develop some of their, you know, their flabbier, underdeveloped, you know, emotional or mental or spiritual muscles. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a great example.
You know, you mentioned, you know, in the book, we talk about antagonists, so the people that are actually perhaps the victim who's blaming the person that's, I guess, the victimizer, I guess is like probably
right.
A good way to put it.
Right.
You know, how can that antagonist or that victimizer help us grow? So, and I know you talk about that in the book. Do they help us grow as an individual? Like, you know, how do you see them? What kind of role do they play in that story?
Well, how I help people is, at first, I have to help them understand and value the fact that personal growth is valuable. Like, sometimes people really, I know that sounds like probably in your line of work, you think that's a given, but a lot of people, you know, want their lives to be happy and don't understand why they have to actually, like, struggle with things. And I actually think that there's value in the struggle. So that's step number one. And the value is that you can, like, let's say if you have a history of being very aggressive or being very shy or being very passive or being, you know, someone who loses their temper easily, you have an opportunity, given whatever challenge that is facing you, to work on changing that so that you become, in a sense, a different kind of character. So thinking about it that way, first of all, I define antagonist in my book very loosely. I look at it as anything or situation or person that shows up in your life and is pushing you to stretch beyond your own perceived limitations. So that could be that could be your nemesis, could be your ex-husband, it could be, you know, your child or your mother, but it could also be something really positive, like your husband or wife or a relationship that's really pushing you to, let's say you're very reactive and you get angry very easily and you realize that the other person, like, not helping the relationship, and you decide that you're going to, like, maybe go into therapy or you're going to take an opportunity to work on your anger and change the way that you communicate. And so you can see yourself like that would be like, let's say you were looking at the year ahead and you could say to yourself, my character arc this year is that I really want to work on anger. I want to not be so easily angered so that I'm not always snapping at my wife or my husband. I want to figure out, you know, and there are ways I give writing exercises that help people sort of get in touch with what's underneath all of that anger. But one of the things I also do is I help people identify, like, and again, just going back to give you an example.
Kim, we're out of time, unfortunately, for today. I'm sorry, it goes by so quickly. However, you can learn more about Kim Schneiderman at her website at stepoutofyourstory.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @KimMetro. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis.